Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5 where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5, Chapter 5, Paragraph 13, Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Gimel, talking about four. Of course, we have the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We have a couple of weeks left till we, God willing, finish off the season. We'll take our big summer hiatus and, God willing, come back, hopefully with a different commentary and a different spin on the Mishnayot. So let's look here, talking again about the number four. There are four types of givers to charity, four types of donors to charity. Arba midos b'nosnei tzedakah. There are four people that give to charity. The four types of outlooks, four types of temperaments involved in giving to charity, four types of people. So one is the person that gives, but doesn't want other people to give. He begrudges others. He is begrudging to others. Why don't you give tzedakah? I can't give tzedakah. I'm not going to do tzedakah. You should give tzedakah. This type of a person is eino ra'a bishalo. He begrudges himself. He is begrudging himself. This person doesn't want to be involved in the proper order of the world. Everybody else can give, but I'm not going to give. Yitain v'yidno acherim chasid. If he should give and others should give, that is the best type of outlook. That is the best type of person to be. Someone who gives and that others should give, a generous person who wants himself to be generous and wants other people to be generous, that's the way to go. Lo yitain v'lo yino acherim rasha, that he should not give tzedakah, should not give charity, should not do for others, should not be involved in kindness, and others shouldn't be as well, that's the rasha, that's the person that's not good to be. He is a wicked person. So obviously the best type of person is to be a generous person, a giving person, that all of us should be giving, not only us, but we want others to give. I would love for every person on the earth to be a giving person. I am not the highest level by any means, but I do like to give. I do like to be generous. I love when other people give too. And I would love if everybody could use their talents, the capabilities to figure out ways to give. We love books. We give books with the FLL, the Free Lending Library. We love cooking for others, and we give to others. It would be wonderful if other people could do the same thing as well. We want to make sure in our life to be a giving person, to be a generous person, to do what we can to give in life and let them give as well. We want it to be that we're all giving in different aspects, in different ways. The best type of donor to charity is when you're the donor and you want others to donate as well. So, the Sforno points out, behold, the expression ayin ra, an evil eye, represents the trait of begrudging, one who finds it difficult to accept another's good fortune. Now, this is not because he hates him, but because he desires to humble him so that he should be subservient to him. This explains the pasuk in Devarim, where it is written by the idea, by the seventh year coming and your eye will be evil. It's written in the parsha and the section of tzedakah rather than in the parsha of remission of loans. Shemitas Ksavim, for the verse's meaning is thus. One may think that since the seventh sabbatical year is rapidly approaching, when all grain and fruits will become ownerless, all loans will be canceled, the poor man will not have to repay his debt. Therefore, the giving of charity in the donor's eyes is viewed as a superfluous supplement. Therefore, the wise teacher, the Tana of our Mishnah, states that one who is willing to give charity to a poor person but is bothered by the fact that after the poor man received his gift, he will receive gifts from others, that person has an evil eye. Do not, however, condemn this giver and consider him to be a cruel person. Rather, he suffers from an evil eye. He begrudges the poor man receiving additional charity from others. Similarly, when others give and he does not, it is also due to his evil eye, for he represents the poor man receiving an additional gift from him after having already received from others. However, when he wants others to give, in addition to his own giving, he should be judged meritoriously, for his desire is not only that the poor man benefit, but also that others merit the mitzvah of charity. Hence, he is correctly called a chassid, a pious man, and not just a tzaddik, a righteous man. It's better to be pious than just righteous. However, if one does not give, nor can he abide that others give, he should not be judged as being motivated by his concern for them and the conservation of their money. Rather, in this case, he should be judged as a wicked person, Russia, who is cruel to the poor and despises and rejects the mitzvah of charity. The notes point out that the Sforno explains the three terms used by the Tana to describe the four types of donors to charity. He focuses first on the expression eino ra, literally he possesses an evil eye, referring to one who begrudges others. Why is this phrase used by the Tana regarding the first two types, and why is the third one called a chassid, while the last one's called a rasha? Our sages, in their words, they choose their words very carefully. The Sforno calls our attention to the fact that the expression eino ra, he begrudges, is based on vera'a einecha. Enochav from Devarim. The pasuk refers to a person who's reluctant to help his fellow Jew because the Shemitah year is approaching. Therefore, he feels justified in not giving. However, this is a difficulty, for that segment in the Torah deals with tzedakah, so what's its connection to Shemitah? Would it not have been more reasonable to place these psukim in the previous section, which discusses the cancellation of debts at the end of Shemitah? Sfarno explains that the intent of our Tana is to answer this question. The Torah is concerned lest there be those who normally are willing to give charity, but are reluctant to do so if the recipient has other resources, such as during the Shemitah year, when he has access to the produce in the fields and orchards. And when his debts are canceled as well, the donor is bothered by the fact that the recipient will overly benefit. This type of giver is one whose nature is a begrudging one, be it as manifest in the first case or the second. However, one who not only gives, but is anxious that others have the opportunity to do so as well, is called a chassid. For a pious, saintly person is precisely that. One who is concerned for others, be it for the material benefit of the recipient or the spiritual benefit of the donor, the concluding type of rightfully called the Rasha, a wicked person, for not only does he not give himself, but he also impedes others from giving due to his callous character. We should make sure in our lives to be that giver, to be someone who is generous, to do what we can to do for others and make sure that others can as well, and make sure to motivate others to want others to give, that we should give and others should give as the highest level. If we could really be generous, we could really make a life of a world that everyone is generous, not just us, and we're happy when others give, maybe the whole world could be better. Maybe we could finally reach the times of Mashiach. May it be speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk about four types of people going to the house of study here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.